You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And once again, it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always nice to be here.
Nice to have Amy back with us again for the second show of the season, the second musical. That's kind of a little bit scary because there's four musicals, and if this is the second one, that kind of means the summer's almost half over.
Well, sure, but we like to think a little more positively than that. There's a lot of summer left.
And speaking of a lot of summer left, the next show in line at the theater is Man of La Mancha. And we have the star, the Mucky Muck, the all-powerful.
Ooh. Yes. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Bruce Wynott is here.
Hello.
Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here in the Ocean State with us. Get that tie into the Ocean State Theater, Amy, how I slipped
that
in.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very
Amy
good.
Amy is also, besides being the producing artistic director, she is the president of the Ocean State Theater, which is the producing body of Theater by the Sea, I guess is a way of phrasing that.
Yeah, that's right. And just to be clear, it's Ocean State Theater Company. A lot of your listeners probably remember the Ocean State Theater, which is
used to be that other place in Providence, right? But they're gone.
Yeah, but basically those people who know and love Theater by the Sea, and whether they're new to the theater or they've been either knowing about it or some of them even coming since it first opened up 78 years ago, we have tasked ourselves as a not-for-profit organization of continuing that legacy. And as I say, many nights on stage, hopefully being here 75 years from now.
That'll be a great thing. And Bruce, let's find out a little bit about you. You will be the man playing Don Quixote.
That is true.
And this all started when you were five.
It started when I was a small child. I've been doing this professionally longer than I really care to think about. Probably about 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished doing the run of La Cage aux Folles on Broadway, which closed recently.
And fortunately for us, that made him available to come and play this summer.
Yes. Amy was very, very patient waiting for our closing notice. And it was perfect timing to come up and play with you guys. I'm thrilled to be up here, actually.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, born and raised in L.A. I know that's kind of a rare thing. Yeah. Oh, no. It's just, a different coast. It's the left coast as opposed to a right coast.
All right.
I went to college down there in San Diego and left there and started working professionally in L.A. and doing a lot of theater, which is kind of odd, theater in L.A. That's kind of an oxymoron, but
rather than television or movies.
Exactly, because they don't really know from theater in L.A. But I was kind of making a little living there, and I eventually landed the original Los Angeles company of Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
And that launched me into this whole kind of new world. And from there, their next show was a little thing called Miss Saigon. And they asked me to come to New York to be in the original company of that. So that was my shift to the right coast.
There you go.
And I had fully planned, let's do the Broadway thing for 6 months and see what happens. And we never left. My wife and I came and we said, we kind of like it here. So we stayed.
Good fortune for us, as you said, Amy, now that the other one has closed. Perfect timing for a summer in Rhode Island.
Yeah, why not? So beautiful.
Well, I mean, everyone I've talked to, you know, a lot of people who've worked up here and all of that, they say, oh, you're so lucky. It's such a great place to be. It's, you know, the beautiful beaches and the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, come have summer camp in Rhode Island. It's going to be wonderful.
That's right.
OSTC summer camp.
Exactly.
Well, we'll actually talk a little bit about that a little bit later on, but let's get to a piece of music right off the top here. Since it's going to be Man of La Mancha, we'll get you started with the overture and come back and find out more of the details of Theater by the Sea's presentation of Man of La Mancha. Music that's going to be familiar to a lot of people that have seen this show. But Amy, before we talk more about Man of La Mancha, we mentioned a camp. Tell us about that. What's the camp about?
Yeah, well, I think there's sort of the grown-up camp for those of us who spend the summer working so hard. But yeah, this year we're doing Camp OSTC, which is for kids entering grades 4 through grades 8. It's the first time we've been able to fit it into our schedule. Obviously, we're trying to develop as many educational programs for the community and also for the younger audiences. So this is what we're doing. And it's a 2-week session. Applications and information are available online on the website, which is, of course, theaterbythesea.com. It will culminate in a production of a very adorable show called Twinderella, which is about, as you might imagine, Cinderella.
Oh, I get it.
But it is also about her unknown twin brother, Bob, which is just always funny, right?
I guess so.
They'll actually get to perform Twinderella on the Theater by the Sea stage. So those children that are participating are very excited. We're excited for them, and it should be a really unique opportunity for them. So,
now, if I remember correctly, the date is July 18th. Is that the date of the production? Is that when that's going to be?
It starts on July 18th. It runs for 2 5-day sessions. So the performance is on the 29th, the last Friday. So,
Bruce, that'll give you time because you end on the 16th.
That's right.
You could stay and partake.
I'm gonna go and.
Maybe we'll cast you as Bob.
Exactly. I'm intrigued about Bob. I've never quite known about Bob, so I want to find out.
All right, let's get back to Man of La Mancha, a great musical, as I mentioned a moment ago, that a lot of people are familiar with. Unlike the show that you just finished, Amy, just a moment of trying to catch up here.
Yeah.
We just finished
today.
Spelling Bee, and it was a great performance. I had the opportunity to see it twice, not once, but twice. And
yep.
Yes, I did have the opportunity to be in it, and
you did very well up on stage.
I got my
stage,
first word right.
Being a guest speller.
That's
thank
right.
you for playing.
Bruce, my first word, I'll give it to you, see if you can handle it.
Oh, God, don't do this to me.
Cow.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
There's the cow.
Do you have a definition?
I get milk from the cow.
You're doing good.
You're doing very well. See, you could be the vice principal.
It was a lot of fun. And oh my goodness, it's such a funny, funny show. And I think it really started the summer off right for so many of our patrons.
Well, that's great. And we want to encourage all people that if you missed Spelling Bee, definitely get out from Man of La Mancha. It's a wonderful, wonderful production. And Amy, since you already gave the website, let's just give it one more time now. We'll give it later in the show, and then how they can get tickets.
Yep, the website is theaterbythesea.com. They can just purchase tickets straight away on the website. Or if they like talking to people, they can call the box office, which is 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587, or come down to the theater and walk up to the box office, too. It's such a beautiful place.
It's really pretty there, yeah.
It is pretty. We'll talk about pretty in a moment. Bruce, let's get back to the show. This next piece of music we're going to listen to is the title, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that sung by whom?
That is sung by myself.
That's
and
what I
my
thought.
And my faithful manservant, Sancho.
We'll listen to Man of La Mancha.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined. To become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world. Thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, or whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. Onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho. I follow my mind.
And wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy
endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am a Don Quixote, the Lord of Love and Show. My destiny calls and I go. And the winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow.
I'm his friend.
Whithersoever they blow.
Bruce is a character, or the next song actually is entitled Dulcinea. Tell us about that.
Dulcinea is the epitome of womanhood to Don Quixote. Don Quixote, who is in reality Alonso Quijana, who in his later years kind of loses his grip on reality and decides that he can help the world become more loving and more generous and more gallant and mm-hmm. more chivalrous. And he walks into an inn with rather rough men and rough women, and he sees this one serving wench and is immediately struck by this woman. And in his mind, he transforms her into his ideal woman, who he calls Dulcinea, and begins to woo her. Of course, not being a true Dulcinea, she's not quite sure what's just walked in and
right.
what's going on here. But he is so awestruck with her that the rest of the world disappears, and he focuses on nothing else but her and the beauty that she radiates to him.
We'll now listen to Dulcinea, then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
I have dreamed thee too long, never seen thee or touched thee, but known thee with all of my heart. Half a prayer, half a song, thou hast always been with me, though we have been always apart. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea. And thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers. Dulcinea, Dulcinea. If I reach out to thee, do not tremble and shrink from the touch of my hand on thy hair. Let my fingers but see, thou art warm and alive, and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed.
Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see heaven. people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea and Bruce Winant, who is playing Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha. And we're talking about Man of La Mancha and listening to the great music from that show. And one of the things that Theater by the Sea does very well, Amy, is the sets and the costume design and all that sort of stuff. And Spelling Bee was kind of a contrast to that because it was just a gymnasium in Spelling Bee, the first.
Sure.
So there wasn't the major sets and things and so forth. Don Quixote is just what? Tell us.
Oh, wow. That's a question that you haven't asked me before. Good job. Well, it's interesting because so much thought and effort goes into it. And actually, I love that you know, your impression of Spelling Bee was, you know, that it's just a gymnasium. Because there is that magic to theater. But okay, so Don Quixote, Man of La Mancha. Well, it all takes place during the Spanish Inquisition in a prison. So in contrast to anyone who's seen Spelling Bee, it's very dark, it's very brooding, it's very confined. I'm so excited to put this set, which we're currently literally in the middle of doing, well, they are, while we chat.
Yeah, we're here.
You know, the stonework on the set and the levels, there's a lot of levels to it. It's pretty much what we call a unit set, which means that you have it for the entire piece.
Right.
Which is both wonderful and can be sort of confining. In this case, we're in a prison, so it's great. But you kind of have to reach really deep into your creativity and figure out how to transform this set. In other words, it doesn't go anywhere, and how do you transform it? And I think we have some tricks.
We have some fun tricks.
There's fun little ways that it transforms, and it's you know, for people that maybe aren't familiar with Man of La Mancha, it really is about how strong the mind can be and how much believing in something can literally change the world. And so it's a little bit of a metaphor for theater that if you walk into a barn in Matunuck, Rhode Island, that hopefully we take you someplace that you weren't necessarily, maybe you didn't even quite know you could go all the way to that place. So I think that it's a pretty exciting set, actually.
Yeah, it's very transformative. It really takes you into the mood of the piece and and then transforms into an inn or into a courtyard or into, you know, any number of things. And it's all about imagination. That's what this whole piece
Mark
is Halperin about.
Mark Halperin designed the set. For those people who saw My Way, which I think was one of the most stunning sets we've had since the reopening, is returning to design our set. And a gentleman named Paul Tobin that is doing our lighting design, he did Dirty Rotten Scoundrels for us. So, you know, that kind of gives people maybe a little inside glimpse into the quality that they're going to see, I hope.
Right. Okay, great. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was great, too, with my friend Lisa in it.
Yes. So,
she played in Spelling Bee also and did a great job. All right, let's get to our next piece of music, which is I'm Only Thinking of Him Bruce?
Yeah, this is Cervantes, Don Miguel de Cervantes, who's telling this story of Don Quixote, establishes the family of Don Quixote's alter ego, or Alonso Quijano, who becomes Don Quixote. And the family that he leaves behind as he goes off to, you know, do his quest, and the family who believes he's gone insane, and that it affects them, and it affects his niece's wedding, and it affects the fiancé who doesn't want to be linked with a madman. So instead of worrying about this poor old guy who's gone off trying to battle windmills, they're worried about their own positions, sure, and their own status in, mm-hmm, in the town.
But
they're only thinking of him.
Padre, on my way here, I was informed by at least 10 people.
Yes, Padre, my uncle is the laughingstock of the entire neighborhood. But in spite of the humiliation, his madness is bringing down upon our heads. I'm only thinking of him. I'm only thinking of him. Whatever I may do or say, I'm only thinking of him. In my body, it's well known, there is not one selfish bone. I'm only thinking and worrying about him. I've been told he's chasing dragons, and I fear it may be true. Should hear about it, heaven knows what he will do. Oh, I dearly love my uncle, but for what he's done to me, I would like to take and lock him up and throw away the key. But if I do, there is one thing that I swear will still be true. I'm only thinking of him.
I'm only thinking of you.
Aww.
And speaking of that, Theater by the Sea has a children's festival. Tell us about that. That's coming up this summer.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to introduce young people to theater. We try and choose a selection of both educational, but also obviously entertaining, a variety, let's say, of different performances. We do start that on July 8th. It's always on a separate Friday at 10 or at 12. And all the information, again, is on the website, theaterbythesea.com. But our July 8th show is Schoolhouse Rock Live, which is our intern apprentice production, where all of our talented intern apprentice pool, they'll be acting in it and presenting that. Hmm. And then we do The Secret World of Bubbles again, this Twinderella that we talked about with our little camp, and then a few other things throughout the summer. But yeah, it's a very, very affordable way to sort of introduce them not only to the theater and everything that's special about this particular theater, but just theater in general, sure. and how much fun it can be.
Right. That sounds like a great opportunity. And if I'm not mistaken, the number 14 is in my head about the number of interns that are there for the summer. Is that right?
Yes, very good. Yeah, yeah. Between our acting, administrative, and technical apprentices, there's a total of 14 this year, if you can believe that.
And that, and that's underwritten by donations from people, right?
Correct.
A good part of that.
Yep, that's correct. And mm-hmm. and we're really trying to focus on that this year. People who come to see the shows, we're trying to make them aware of really how all these little things add up to a lot of money.
Sure.
For instance, the intern apprentice program is about a $45,000 cost to run productively. And this year, we're very excited. Actually, in Man of La Mancha, the young woman who will be playing one of the parts that you just heard, and I'm only thinking of you, was an intern 2 years ago, and now we have her back this year. And another character who's playing the barber in Man of La Mancha was an intern last year, and mm-hmm. we've been able to cast him and come back this year. So it really is an exciting way to help teach these kids how important it is, not just to have talent, but to know what it is to be a professional, so they can hopefully work as long as people like Bruce
have. It's a remarkable program, and not a lot of theaters have a program that's quite this comprehensive, mm-hmm. where a lot of kids go, they go and they go to college, they train, they do their thing, they take their classes, but they don't get the practical experience.
The hands-on
experience. And these kids are enthusiastic, they're talented, it's so fun.
Adorable.
They're adorable, they're very cute. And they're really working their little heinies off. They work very hard, but they're getting experience that you cannot buy. It's really quite remarkable. You know, both to perform and to work on the technical aspects and to work the front of house aspects.
Right.
And every part of theater mm-hmm. is presented to them. And it really is fun to watch.
That's excellent. Very good. All right. Speaking of that, I Really Like Him kind of segues a little bit into that. That's sung by my
manservant, right. Sancho, who kind of hangs out with Don Quixote to make sure he doesn't hurt himself, basically. And our kitchen wench, Aldonza, who has been now dubbed Dulcinea by Don Quixote, asks, why does this crazy guy do what he does, and why do you hang out with him? And he says, well, I like him.
I really like him. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Why do you follow him?
That's easy to explain. It's because... Because...
Why?
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails one by one. I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with him, cuckoo nuts have been in season. But there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still I yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I like him.
But what do you get out of it?
What do I get? Ooh, why already I've gotten...
You've gotten nothing. Why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as a scalded chicken. I like him. Don't ask me for why or wherefore. 'Cause I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can barbecue my nose, make a giblet of my toes. Make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry. Still I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like him.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea. And Amy, we've talked about The Spelling Bee, which was your first production this year, and we've been talking with Bruce about Man of La Mancha and the music from that. Two more musicals coming up after Man of La Mancha. Tell us about those.
Well, after Man of La Mancha, we have Hairspray, which I think a lot of people are familiar with. It's just a fun, happy, thrilling, 1960s musical. It's a contemporary show, just recently been on Broadway, but really about all of those fun bouffant, doo-woppy tunes. Huge crowd pleaser. And then we close with The Drowsy Chaperone of our musical theater portion of our summer, which a lot of people are not familiar with, but was a quite a big success on Broadway, Tony Award winner. That for anybody that loves that good old fashioned musical, they're gonna love this. That's really all I have to say. Okay. It's a sweet but funny love letter to musical theater.
Great. And then you have something new this year, after Drowsy Chaperone.
Yeah, we're going to close the season with a bonus feature of The 39 Steps, which is based off the Alfred Hitchcock.
Easy for you to say.
Movie, but they sort of turn it on its head. It's a very, very fast-paced, funny show. There's actually four actors that are cast in it. And I think someone said they play about 115 different characters throughout the piece. So it should be a lot of fun for all of our patrons that want to just extend the summer a little bit longer.
Okay, great. And you can get information about any of those shows by going to the website or calling the phone number, which we'll give you in the next segment. But right now, back to Bruce and Man of La Mancha. Uh-huh. And what do you want of me?
Right. Well, we had discussed earlier about poor Aldonza, who is being wooed by this crazy old knight who wants nothing more than to put her on a pedestal, to be, to have her in his heart, to dedicate his conquests, to use her visage as he does battle with ogres and giants and other crazy creatures. And she just doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. She goes, there's got to be another motive here, other than just this pure, love of life and people. And she just doesn't understand. So she sings this song of what does he want of me as she tries to figure out what does he really want.
There must be
an ulterior motive.
Right.
Why do you do the things you do? Why do you do these things? Why do you march through that dream that you're in? do you do these things? Why do you rush at the world all alone, fighting mad battles that aren't your own? Why do you live in a world that can't be? And what do you want of me? What do you want of me? Oh, don't you know that you're laughed at wherever you go? But I cannot laugh with the rest. And why, I don't know. Why do you do the things you do? Why do you do these things? Why do you batter at walls that won't break? Why do you give when it's natural to take? Where do you see all the good that you see?
As normal, when we're talking with Amy and people from Theater by the Sea, time flies when we're having fun, and we're going to have the opportunity for one more huge number from this show that everybody knows, and I'm sure everybody's been waiting for. We won't disappoint you. I saw the show on Broadway probably 30-something years ago, and my memories of the show were that I enjoyed the music, I enjoyed the storyline. But if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you a lot of the details. Mm-hmm. And I think you probably will find that true with a lot of the audience.
Yeah, I do think so. And I think also Man of La Mancha, I think most people sort of understand the Don Quixote association there.
Right.
And I think people have a vague, at least they think they know the Don Quixote story or the, you know, so I think there really is a familiarity.
It is an actual, you know, it's an actual story written by a real person, by Don Miguel de Cervantes back in the days of the Spanish Inquisition, who made his name by writing this particular story, his novel Don Quixote, which he went through great crisis and travails to get this book actually published. So the story of Man of La Mancha is actually a true story in the part of it that deals with him, with the writer Cervantes, and then dives into this story within the story of Don Quixote. And the play or the musical started its life as a play, a television play back in the 60s, the early 60s, on Playhouse 90. And Dale Wasserman wrote this piece based on Cervantes's actual book of Don Quixote. And it was so successful. I think it was Eli Wallach and Colleen Dewhurst played the leads. And it was such a success that Joe Darian, who was the composer, came to Dale Wasserman and said, you know, this would make a great play with music. And Dale Wasserman said, well, I'm not going to alter my play, my, you know, great dramatic piece. And they said, there's no need to. We can integrate the music into this. So this was one of the first musical pieces that is really more of a play with music, which makes it the perfect musical for people who aren't necessarily big on musicals.
Right.
Because it's such a complete play within itself.
It's about the story. It's about the characters. So if there's any divided households out there, I completely agree. This is the perfect musical for non-musical lovers. But the irony is that it's also the perfect musical for people who love music, because it is some of the most iconic, beautiful, eloquent music that's really ever been put into a musical. So, I mean, I think people... I'm not sure why this piece isn't done more often.
Well, it is. It's a classic. It has become a classic in the musical theater
Do you think that this opened the door in some ways for future shows like Miss Saigon that you were in and things
absolutely,
like that?
Absolutely. And Les Miserables and other shows that I've done which are based on literary pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this really, translating the dramatic nature
exactly.
of it.
Versus the Hello Dolly and the Music Man and the things that are...
And it also really sort of established in a unique way the whole, people probably heard the term play within a play genre. And I dare not say it was the first, but it definitely sort of solidified the eloquent way that that sort of vehicle, if you will, can translate into a really unbelievable experience. And I do think it's interesting that people walk away not so much, as you yourself said, with any specific details, but more of a visceral experience, which is kind of beautiful and unique. And you sort of leave with this overwhelming sense of the piece, as opposed to, oh man, I loved the end of the first act number where they all danced around. And
it really is. It brings forth lots of different emotions. Mm-hmm. It's some of it is very funny. Some of it is very tragic. Some of it is very dramatic. There's some wonderful dance numbers, and the music, as Amy said, is so iconic. People will come and say, well, I've never seen Man of La Mancha. And I guarantee you, aside from the big number, which you're going to hear in a moment, you're going to go, oh, I remember. Oh, right. I've heard that.
Sure.
And it's one of those pieces that just continues to live on because it's so good. It just transcends time.
And I'll say that, I do think that it's sort of timely right now because at its heart is a message of hope and a message of belief in humanity and in how we rise above it. And, I have to say, I think people kind of need that right now. We sort of, at least I feel, and I sort of look around, it feels like people are kind of really mucked down in the nitty gritty, the sort of dirty aspect of life and the difficulties of it. And I think there's not a lot of obvious hope out there now. And it's a transcendental piece in that way that I think people are ready to respond to it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great production. I can't wait to see it. And I encourage all of our listeners, as usual, to get out and support Theater by the Sea. And you can do that by ordering tickets. You can go to the website, which is theaterbythesea.com. Or you can call 401-782-TKTS. That's kind of an abbreviation for tickets. TKTS, which is 8587. So give them a call and or walk down to the beautiful, beautiful facility down in Matunuck and walk through the gardens. Have yourself a little dinner before the show at the Bistro and make a night of it. It's a wonderful place. And Bruce, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I really had a good time. Thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting you and Amy till we meet again.
Absolutely.
We'll be having a couple more shows on the docket, so we can look forward to that. And Bruce, we're going to ask you to give the description of this last song that we've been waiting for.
Well, here's the song that is not at all intimidating for an actor to try to sing. It is truly one of the great songs of musical theater, and it epitomizes everything that Don Quixote stands for, his quest for purity, for nobility, and for virtue. And he sings, as we all hope to achieve one day, the impossible dream.
See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
The impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest.
matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.